This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this day, I want to take us back to the passage we've been looking at all week. You remember that Jesus started telling his disciples he was going to Jerusalem, that while he was there, he was going to suffer many things from the chief priests and elders and scribes, and in the end, he was going to be put to death and then be raised on the third day. Well, Peter, who loved Jesus so much and had built his life around him, couldn't handle those things Jesus was saying, and he pulled Jesus aside and started to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, that will never happen to you." But Jesus, recognizing that Peter was trying to persuade him of something that was against what the Father had shown him he was doing, turned around and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me." Well, we never want to hear those words from God, do we? "You're a hindrance to me." The God who we love, who has changed our lives, who's working in such an amazing way to rebuild his image, his nature in our lives, making our lives totally new, totally different, changing the way we relate to people, giving us purpose and meaning in our lives. We never want to hear him say, "You're a hindrance to me. You're working against my purposes in the world." Well, how can we make sure that that would never happen? Just listen to what Jesus says in explaining why Peter was being a hindrance to him. He says, "For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Peter, this is why you're a hindrance to me. This is why you're not encouraging me in the painful things I know I need to go through to make a way of salvation and forgiveness for all of mankind as I die on the cross. This is why you're working against that. You are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on your own interests. Not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Well, where you set your mind is going to work its way out in your perspective on life. Here's what the Apostle Paul would say later on in Romans chapter 8, verse 5. "Those who live according to the flesh," that is, according to their own sinful nature, "set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit," God's Spirit, that is, "set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. But those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Well, that's not the way we want to live, is it? We want to live in a way that is pleasing to God. We don't want to be a hindrance to him. We want to be an encouragement. We want to be partnering with God in all the beautiful things he wants to do in the lives of the people around us. How can we make sure that happens? Set our minds on the things of God, not on the things of man. You think about it. If you just fill your mind with secular, worldly TV shows that are all focused on pleasure and getting things for yourself and doesn't matter what morality you live by, just do whatever feels good, is that not going to shape your perspective on life and on what's right and wrong? And isn't it likely that you will find yourself working against the purposes of God in this world? You'll be hindering God. Why? Because you've set your mind in a place that gives you a wrong perspective on life. The one who put life in place, who created us and this world we live in, who wants to work in you and through you in the lives of the people around you today, he wants to set your perspective on life based on what is real. So set your mind on the things of God. Open your Bible each day, read a little bit from it, and invite God to shape your worldview to help you see things the way He sees them. Pray to God about the issues of your life all day, not just at the beginning. Just stop and talk to God about the things that you're facing. That shapes your perspective on life. Talk to the people around you about what God is teaching you. Ask them what He's teaching them or how they see God and get into meaningful conversations. These things will shape your perspective on the things of God, and you'll find you're not a hindrance to God, but you're God's partner in this world as He works through you. I'm John North.